Today on Gardening in a Minute, gas versus electric tools. When contemplating the purchase of a new power tool for your landscape, you may find yourself in the aisle of a garden center wondering, gas or electric? Lawnmowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers all offer a choice in power supply source. Electric devices have a power cord that could be inconvenient and cumbersome to use, but they can require less money and effort to operate and maintain. Gas-powered tools require more maintenance. Their gas, oil, and replacement parts like spark plugs can be costly. These machines can also contribute more to air pollution and global warming and can be noisier than electric devices. But one advantage to gas-powered tools is they can provide more power than their electric counterparts. For more about tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, taking a soil sample. Whether you're deciding what to plant or just doing some troubleshooting, you should get your soil tested. A soil test can tell you either what nutrients your soil contains or what the pH of your soil is. Soil pH affects which nutrients a plant can get from the soil. You could take a sample from a limited area, like a bed or small garden, or for a large area, like a lawn, you can take samples from multiple locations to get an average reading. Detailed directions come with a soil sample kit, which you can get from your county extension office or from the IFAS Extension Soil Testing Laboratory. Within a few weeks, you'll get the results and you'll be able to make smart plant and fertilizer choices. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cold damage to turf. When hard freezes hit, your turf grass may be injured. Lawns that turn brown or stop growing in Florida winters are most likely just dormant and not necessarily suffering from cold damage. But if temperatures fall below 20 degrees Fahrenheit for extended periods, your lawn may be permanently damaged. The grass may initially appear wilted and then turn to a whitish or brown color and die back to the ground. Excess foot and vehicle traffic may worsen the effects of cold damage, so stay off frozen turf until the soil and plants have completely thawed. If your damaged grass doesn't begin to grow normally in the springtime, you may need to replace it. Wait until spring to determine the extent of the injury. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, stump removal. It's never easy, cheap, and quick to remove a tree stump, but every method has its advantage. If you have the patience, rotting is probably the cheapest and easiest method of stump removal. In this natural process, fungi break down the wood. The rotting can be sped up by regular watering of the stump. Of course, you can just dig and cut it out of the ground. This requires a strong back and might take many hours. You can always call an arborist or tree removal service to grind your stump into small chips, but this can be expensive. Or take the path of least resistance and repurpose your stump, making it into a container garden, covering it with potted plants, or using it as a creative seating area. For more information about stump removal and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, stepping stones. Stepping stones are a Florida-friendly option for creating pathways in the landscape. Because they cover less ground than an asphalt or concrete sidewalk, rainwater is more easily absorbed, reducing runoff. Stepping stones keep damaging foot traffic off turf grass and ground covers and allow you to work in large garden beds without compacting the soil. There are several material options for stepping stones. Natural stones or flagstones blend well in the landscape, while concrete stones are available in different shapes and colors. For a personal touch, you can even create your own stepping stones. This also makes a thoughtful gift and is a great project for kids of all ages. Plan your pathway before laying the stones and make sure they're level and low enough to mow over. For more information about stepping stones and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.